Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to... Sounds like this. Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m. On Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Sounds like Sundays 5 to 7 p.m.
Breakdown. This is Sally Shapiro. The
Breakdown. This is Vanity Fairy. The
Breakdown. This is Brody Chandler. The
Breakdown. I am Pictish Trail.
This is Meishi Meishi. The
Breakdown. This is Catherine Joseph. The
Breakdown. This is Dan Mangan. The
Breakdown. And you're listening to The Breakdown. Breakdown.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. We're here from 3 till 5 today, as we always have been, for 19 years this week, would you believe? It is the anniversary of The Breakdown, which is very exciting. And Joel, well, neither Joel or Stephen are here to celebrate it, which is a little bit sad, but they are here all the time, so it's nice to have a break from their voices, isn't it? So you got me for the first time in about 18 months. It's Adam here, previous presenter of Deep Cuts. I've guested on this very show many times, very much enjoyed being here, and I very much will enjoy today, I hope. And I hope you will as well, otherwise, what a waste of 2 hours' time, eh? We open the show there with a bit of, you're going to hear my paper in the background, listen, because I've gone old school and printed it off. You heard Hayley Williams there. She recently released 17 songs in one whack, one go. And it wasn't going to be an album, but then I think she realised, well, maybe it should be an album because it's sort of an album length and people want to listen to these in order and all that sort of thing. So she put them together and released Ego Death at the Bachelorette Party. But she's got all these extra songs as well, and that was one that came out yesterday called The Good Old Days. One of two songs, that will be on the physical copy that comes out on the 7th of November. And it reminisces about Paramore's After Laughter era, which was my favourite Paramore era. How long ago was that? Probably like 8 years ago now. And apparently maybe gives some hints around her and Taylor York, Paramore guitarist's relationship. But this is the breakdown. It is not gossip. Gossip. Blah. Oh, I messed up the joke. Gossip FM. It's not even a joke, really, is it? It's just a comment. I don't even think Gossip FM is a real station. It's bound to be, isn't it? But anyway, that was a bit of Hayley Williams, so lovely to open the show with her. Now we're going to move on to another act, beginning with H. Now, you may be aware, right now in Sheffield, there's an excellent festival going on at Sydney and Matilda called Jarred Up Festival. Great promotional I'm doing here in that, you know, if you are listening, you're probably not there, are you? So apologies, but you can always turn off and go right down there now if you want. But this is a band I saw there last year. They're not there this year, so more great promo. But they're a great band called Home Counties, Bristol band. On the show, the team here played Humdrum, the title track from the album, back in the summer. The album came out yesterday, and this one's called Ravelling.
Ah!
little bit of robotic trumping there. That was Home Counties with an excellent new song, Ravelling, from an excellent new album, Humdrum, which came out yesterday. Now, today on the show, we're going to have quite a few Sheffield acts, if that's okay by you. There seems to be a spate of releases over the last week or so. However, this one's actually from mid-September, but I think the Breakdown boys missed it. Maybe they didn't play it on purpose because they don't like it, but I absolutely love it. It's the first taste of a new EP for Life Aquatic Band that's coming out in December called Stuck in the Mud. Now, I've seen their live show many times, and the song itself, Stuck in the Mud, is an absolute banger, so I'm very excited. I mean, it might not be on the EP, who knows? I expect it will be. And this is on it as well, and this came out on the 18th of September. Absolutely love this. It's called Summer Rain.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan, and you are currently listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Nicely done.
That's Tortoise. They're back. Their first album in 9 years. Their new LP is called Touch. That was called Layer Presence. Love that. I remember buying an album on a bit of a whim just because of the front cover back in the day on CD, and that would have been like 14 quid. And I would have been a teen, probably, so that would have been most of my pocket money gone. I probably didn't get pocket money as a teen. My who knows, whatever job I was doing, you know, waiting on tables, whatever it was. Anyway, it was well worth it at the time, and it sounds like they've kept up their greatness since as well. Right, we're going to play an album of the week track now. I've got a little sting to play, which I'll do just before the track itself. That's probably the best place to play, isn't it, I think. Lily Allen is back. Speaking of people who are back, West End Girl came out yesterday. We were given, what was it, 3-4 days notice? Her fifth album, first in 7 years. And she was like, yeah, I'm back, here I am. This album is full of lyrics about her ex-husband, David Harbour. I would not like to be him right now. There's plenty of brutal cuts in there. There is a song I'm not going to play right now that talks about, I think, once they split up, she went back to get something from his house and found a parade of certain toys and certain plugs. Use your imagination. So I had to find tracks from the album that didn't have a little E next to it. As in explicit, not... Anyway, it doesn't matter. We're going to play this one. It's called 4chan Stan. Oh, no, I didn't play the sting. What an idiot. Here we go.
Album of the week.
Seamless.
I went through your bedside drawer.
Yikes, I told you that would be fairly cutting. That was Lily Allen there with 4chan Stan. We'll play another track in the second and the back end of the show as well. Now, I'm going to play something local again from Sheffield. As I say, I've got a few acts this week from Sheffield, which is always a good sign. You know, there's plenty of good music out there, as is being displayed right now, I am sure, at the Jardle Festival, but every night of the week. At, you know, the Washington and the Hallamshire Hotel and Sydney Matilda and Alderball, everywhere. Anyway, this is a band that play absolutely beautiful music. They've been releasing a few tracks here and there. They finished the EP now with the title track. Came out yesterday. It is the opening track as well. This is beautiful and it's called Half Moon. Love that, so lush. That's Blue Moon with Half Moon, which completes their new EP that came out yesterday. Yeah, they play around Sheffield a fair bit, not too often, so make sure when you see their name pop up, get to the venue immediately. I mean, not immediately, when the gig's on, obviously. Right, we're going to play something now from an act which I forgot to look up how to pronounce. I've never known if it's OK Lou or Oklu. I believe she's French. All the stats are coming out right now. But she released an album called Choke Enough earlier this year, which I absolutely adore. Produced by Danielle Hall. I think Alone. Maybe some others in there. It's sort of... It's not hyperpop at all. Hyperpop adjacent? Hyperpop? Not even adjacent. Anyway, it's got some lush sort of synths in there. Her voice is incredible. Really, I didn't hugely go under the radar, but I'm a big fan of the album. And she's done a deluxe edition, as artists tend to do these days. And she's got bloody FKA Twigs on, hasn't she? Which is very clever of her. So this is actually a brand new track, I believe, which has got FKA on, which is exciting as well. There's a video as well, which is a lot of fun. And this is called Viscous.
A few steps in the backyard, with one foot at a time. Only rays of sunshine can be catching me off guard. The turning in my mind travels to my viscous with the stories before mine. All the homes that I've known, I made it before in the pine. Are the sheds and castles created a baby from the sky? Adios are deep inside me, in the start or in the ending. Last is my beginning, full of life but I'm starving. No, by yourself we're crowding. Guess I thought the sunshine would be enough or something.
This is Wanwa from Gentle Brontosaurus, and this is our new song, My Favorite Monster.
This is what it feels like to be hunted by...
Through the rooftops, down the wires, lit. the head that's hovering above the frame, those eyes that are fixed upon your face.
Brontosaurus there, a band from Madison, Wisconsin, with their first play on The Breakdown. That is a little teaser, and I think it's a world exclusive of their third LP, Three Hairs, which will be released on the 13th of February 2026. That was called My Favourite Monster, and I need to apologise for botching the intro where I accidentally played another track for just a second, and it was Grimes as well. Very problematic, and I apologise, and I would say, if you're thinking of doing a remix of Grimes' new track, Gentle Brontosaurus, I don't recommend it. It doesn't work. Doesn't quite work there, so apologies for that. But what a great song. Look out for their album at the start of next year. Nearly the start of next year. February of next year. It's going to be great. Okay, we're going to play something now from Daniel Caesar, who released an album yesterday. He has got the silkiest voice in music, in my opinion. And after a spate of high-profile features, namely Tyler, the Creator on Chromacopia, great album. He's back from the doldrums, I was going to say. It's a little harsh. With his fourth album called Son of Spurgy, out on Republic Records. This is just a deep cut from the album. I don't think it's a single or anything, but I do like it a lot. It's called Root of Evil.
I should stay, but we couldn't. I'm too drunk.
Daniel Caesar there. Beautiful song, Root of All Evil. I do like it when a song fades, because you can just talk over it and you feel like a bit of a professional, don't you? Like that. Although sometimes I'm kind of like, is it fading yet? And I start thinking, am I imagining that fade? Yeah, it can get a little scary up here in Sheffield Live Towers. Right, we're going to get a double Sheffield blow for you now. And they're very much linked together as well, not just by being in Sheffield. I will explain that after the second track. We're going to open first with Shelley Byron, great Sheffield band. Now, last time I was here was in June 2024. What's that, sort of 17 months ago, 16 months ago now? I played a track called Bubble Wrap, which was a world exclusive again, track from them. There was no EP or anything, just a standalone track. Anyway, yesterday they released the final piece to the puzzle of their EP, which ends up this song that I've just talked about was the first song that came out of it. So it's a lovely little cyclical thing going on here. This was recorded at Tesla Studios with David Glover, as were all the other tracks. Like I say, it's the final piece of the puzzle. Yellow Drawn Shades is the EP. Absolutely love this one. They're actually supporting Lilo tomorrow at Sydney Matilda. In the evening, obviously in the not obviously in the evening, because they do matinee shows there, but this one is in the evening. I do hope to attend because I love the guys and girls. Cards on the table, they are my friends, but if they were rubbish, I wouldn't play them on the show. In fact, I probably wouldn't even be their friends. I'd probably just ghost them where possible. Anyway, this is gorgeous stuff and it's called Slow Reply.
Hello there, I am Pictish Trail. Yes, Pictish Trail. That's me. Who? Pictish Trail. What? I'll just forget it. This is The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
brooding, dark, intense, gothic, industrial sounds of Strixon there, a new band for the show, and a new band in general. And now the reason, the little cliffhanger I gave you as to why the last two songs were linked is Shelley Byron were the first one, this was Strixon, this is a side project of Julie Bellerman and David Cuthbertson, who were in Shelley Byron. They play their first headline show actually soon, on the 25th of November at Hallamshire Hotel. They'll be joined by Sheffield's busiest drummer, Sarah Hannigan, on drums as well. So get your tickets for that, because they are excellent. If you like that, you will like their whole set, because it is very much like that. I'm just realising I'm saying that sounds like a bad thing. It's not. It's not. It's just dark, it's brooding, it's intense. I've said all those words already. Yeah, great band, and you'll very much enjoy it if you go and see them live. And Dave wears a tank top as well, which is very sexy. Quick, move on. Grimes is back. Lots of people are back today, aren't they? I mean, when I say back, Grimes hasn't been gone that long. She went a little quiet, I think, apart from on Twitter. And you did hear a little bit of this track earlier when I botched the intro to the Gentle Brontosaurus song, so apologies again. But I do like this track. I know I said she was problematic earlier. What did she do? She did some sort of union busting, didn't she? And she obviously was with, what's his face? I don't even want to say his name. Elon Musk. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know. Let's give her a second chance, especially when her music's good. Because that's how it goes, isn't it? And she's got some great songs in her back catalogue as well. I'm just going to show up now. This is Artificial Angels.
This is what it feels like to be hunted by something smarter than you.
Look for your death, baby. The world can only end one way. Artificial Angels, baby. Maybe that's my route, maybe that's my way.
I love that. That's Grimes with Artificial Angels. No mention of an LP on the way or anything like that, but hopefully there is, because if it's in that style, sort of reminds me of Poppy and that sort of thing, then I'll be a big fan. It sounds weird saying that because Poppy is my two-year-old niece, and I don't mean her. I'm sure she'd be a great musician. She's got a little karaoke machine and, well, she can learn, can't she? Right, we have got, what, three and a bit minutes left before the break, so let's quickly get this one out. Oh, where is it? Eliza McLam, This is, well, the breakdown are big fans of Eliza. You know how much stress there is when you're trying to talk quickly. Let's play this instead. This is Tyler with Chanel, and I've not even got it ready. So why have I just gone straight into that? I'll see you after the break, guys.
Say love me, put me Chanel.